Hey, everybody. James O'Keefe joins the program for a bombshell story about the border, how your taxpayer dollars are subsidizing the invasion of the country. Then Attorney General of Texas Ken Paxton joins the program for what he's doing to try to secure the border. And we have an honest conversation about inflation and the fiscal health of our country. Are you struggling to buy a home or you see your dollar just getting weaker and weaker? Listen to this episode, especially the end. I think it will start to make sense. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com, and subscribe to our podcast and get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That's tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. I have two comeback players of the year in 2023, James O'Keefe and Tucker Carlson. James O'Keefe, they tried to take him out. They tried to make him go away, and he is back with a vengeance, breaking stories, holding powerful people accountable. It really is amazing to see. And to give credit where credit is due, we played James O'Keefe's reporting on the Epstein-Amy Robach last hour. Pretty amazing. James, welcome to the program. You have another story to break with us, and you keep on fighting no matter how hard they try to take you out. Tell us about this migrant story. This is old-fashioned journalism. You were just in town for America Fest. You obviously had your atmospherics because you're a journalist, you know, looking around, listening. And next thing you know, you stumble into a major story. I have such respect for this because this is how journalism should be done. You're just going about your business and boom, something is amiss. Tell us about it.
Thank you, Charlie. Yes, I was in town for your AmFest. First, the ticket agent pilot in the airport pulled me aside and said, O'Keefe, you got to check out these buses. So I come back. I was there for your AmFest. And then last week I came back and sources led me on to 1211 East Apache. That's in Phoenix. That's a mile away from Sky Harbor. It's sort of a secret migrant facility. And I was offered a bribe to not report on the secret migrant facility where they ship, quote unquote, refugees on the hour, every hour to Terminal 3 and 4 Phoenix Sky Harbor. I speak to one of the leaders, a man named Thomas Robles, through the fence, calls me a domestic terrorist, calls the sheriff's office on me. They keep calling the police just for asking questions. And then I discover that a group, Charlie, called International Rescue Committee, that's a 501c3 with a $1.3 billion, that's with a B, billion-dollar budget, gets $400 million from the federal government to fly these migrants to New Jersey, New York, and Chicago. And all of this apparently happening, nobody's filmed it, reported on it. So we just put this video out, Charlie, your neck of the woods. And it's gone viral and it's getting a lot of whistleblowers inside the airlines and the bus companies to contact me.
Okay, so I want to just have everyone understand this. So the first thing is that there's like a holding facility about a mile from Sky Harbor. Now, these are illegal foreigners, right? They call them migrants. These are people that are here illegally, right? In the country, and they're in this.
I spoke to them. They actually crossed the border in Arizona. They showed me their papers. They're holding these papers. They crossed illegally, and all of them are operating under the pretense of being refugees. This is apparently a money grab for the nonprofits who get their money. You can't make this stuff up. From the Health and Human Services gives them hundreds of millions of dollars a year. So it's a money-driven sort of trafficking thing where the more people they put through this thing, the more money they get from the federal government. And Charlie, these illegal immigrants are then bussed on the hour to Terminal 4 where they get off the bus. They're given airplane tickets. The pilots are upset. That's why they're talking to me. And they're put on planes and they're flown to New Jersey, New York, and Chicago. And I spoke to these people. I spoke in Spanish to some of them, and they said, oh, they're voting for Joe Biden. I mean, I don't even know where to begin except to say that this is probably, I'm just scratching the surface. There's probably something more sinister going on. I was talking to your producer here. I think it's at least a money grab.
So if you go to, this is a huge racket. And by the way, Speaker Johnson has been such a disappointment. These people are not holding this accountable. Rescue.org, you guys could check it out. Quote, seeking asylum in the United States is legal. Even during a pandemic, people travel to the southern border of the United States to seek refuge, including from political turmoil. Oh, political turmoil is refugee status. Well, then the whole country is a refugee. Rampant violence in Central America. Have you been to Chicago lately? While the Trump administration policies have left behind a broken asylum system, Joe Biden can take bold action to create a safe, orderly, and fair system. Let's play cut 40.
¿Estás pensando en votar en las elecciones en Estados Unidos?
Sí.
Sí. ¿Qué? ¿Biden o Trump?
Biden. Porque nos están dando oportunidad, Biden.
Sí. Biden, ¿estás pensado en votar en noviembre?
¿Noviembre?
¿Noviembre? Sí.
Sí,
claro,
Dios, sí. Si nos dan asilo.
Did you fly here? Did you cross the border? Oh, you crossed the border. Where did you cross? In Arizona?
Yes.
You crossed the border illegally? Against the law? Yes.
James, walk us through what's going on there. These people are admitting, yeah, I broke the law. Now they're in the interior. They get a piece of paper for a court date in 3 years. And these are your new fellow Americans, everybody.
Yeah, you saw a man from Guinea there, and you saw a man from Guatemala, and they had those documents. They just crossed the border, went through the fence, crossed illegally, and they get these asylum papers. And they came from 1211. I think it's important for me to give the address. This is a public facility. It's an Ann Ott former school converted into a holding location for human beings. 1211 East Apache gives them blankets. American Red Cross is involved. And then bust them. So those guys you just saw, they walked off of a bus that I followed to the airport, and they're just doing what they're doing. But people are shuffling them to the airport. They're getting on airplanes, and they're being shipped to New Jersey and New York and Chicago. And it's happening all day, every day, on the hour at 3 or 4 a.m. There's probably about 100 of these people that come to the airport, and then every hour about a dozen get off of the bus. And Charlie, we have more video of that we're going to be releasing. This is like something out of a movie. The buses, as we were driving to the airport, were swerving to try to evade us. And at one point, the bus actually tried to smash into my car to prevent me from filming. And that's reckless driving for sure. And then when I got to the airport, they would not open the door of the bus just because I was standing about 20 feet away. So that shows me they're doing things that they're not proud of, that there's behaviors that they're ashamed of. And that tells me there's more to the story here. There's something very nefarious going on beyond just the $1 billion and federal money and all this. There's something worse. And that's what I'm trying to get to the bottom of.
Play cut 41, guys. This is unbelievable. This is happening in your country. Why are we putting up with this? By the way, all the local Arizona media, they're not covering this at all. Play cut 41.
Are you transporting migrants to the airport, sir? Shut the door right in my face. Sir, who do you work for, sir?
I work for Nunyo. Nunyo is your business, man.
I don't got to leave anywhere. This is a sidewalk.
You have food.
I'd like to.
Who do you have
it on video.
That's a man named Jesus Moreno, who works for this IRC, International Rescue Committee. He also attempted to bribe me. That's another part of the video. He said, you want money? I'll give you money. How much are they paying you? I don't think he actually initially knew who I was. He just knew that I was there to ask questions. And for all he knew, I was just a random person who was frustrated by what the clinic is doing. And there's another man named Thomas Robles. And Charlie, you're really versed in the political architecture of these left-wing organizations. These are kingpin people in Arizona Democratic and left-wing politics that are running and organizing this facility. I've reached out to Thomas Robles for comment. I've reached out to Jesus Moreno for comment. Charlie, they called the police on me. The sergeant showed up, and they were trying to have me arrested for standing on a public street. So I've tagged these people in the video. We're just trying to report what's going on, who's behind this, and the money involved. This is a developing story. We're breaking part too soon, and sources are coming to O'Keefe Media Group. Pilots, bus drivers, they're all coming to me, and I'm following up as soon as I can.
Your taxpayer dollars are subsidizing the invasion, the replacement of the country. Okay, Kirk fans, I need you to stop and pay attention to this. If you deal with exhaustion, brain fog, mood swings, or food cravings, if you're constantly getting sick or simply lack the zeal you used to have in life, then I have some news for you. A while back, I found a liquid supplement called Strong Cell, and it changed my health in a very profound way. I take it every single day. Look, I knew I had to partner with them. I did the research, Google, and look up online what happens when you mix NADH with CoQ10 and marine collagen. It's simple. Every area of your body has cells. So if your cells are healthier, then you will also be healthier. You don't have to take my word for it. Listen to one of these testimonials. After taking Strong Cell for 6 weeks, I found improvement in many areas, less shoulder pain, improved mental clarity, increased natural energy, and so much more. I'm thankful that Charlie Kirk recommended this to his listeners. Rebecca says, I absolutely love Strong Cell. At first, I didn't think it would make much of a difference for my chronic fatigue, depression, and anxiety, but I thought I'd give it a chance. I've tried to find depression meds for 10 years, and since I use Strong Cell, I'm feeling better than I ever have on depression medication. Customer for life. Thank you, Charlie Kirk, for recommending this product. So there it is. You've heard from me directly and some of the users who have seen their lives changed by Strong Cell. I personally recommend taking it every day for at least 30 days. I take it every day before I go on the air, and it's helped me in more ways than I can even name. Each of our bodies is very different, so I would recommend you give the supplement at least 2 to 3 months to see the changes in your body. Go to strongcell.com and learn more for yourself. That's strongcell.com/Charlie. And don't forget to use discount code Charlie at checkout to get your special 20% discount for Kirk listeners. Or you can call 888-596-0155 to order over the phone. That is 888-596-0155. Or visit strongcell.com/Charlie. James, I am going to shift gears mid-segment because I want to make sure you give us the context with that Epstein clip, because it's amazing. You deserve credit. It was years ago when you were at Veritas, Amy Robach. But I just want to play this. Play cut 50, everybody.
Would you change the law? Do you support changes to the law to reduce the flow? And I'll give you specifics that Republicans want on the table. They want the standard for allowing a person to come across the border in between ports of entry, illegally is the word for it, and wait here. They want that standard to be higher. Right now, it's just credible fear.
I am privileged to be a part of those discussions and provide technical and operational advice to those senators who are focused on solutions. This is all about solutions, not making the problem worse by taking away the funding that our public servants rely on to do their work in the service of the American public.
I mean, this guy is a traitor to the United States. But 1 minute, James, just kind of as a reporter, your spidey senses are going off. There's something clandestine going on here, isn't there?
Yeah, I think that if you look at the behavior, slamming gates, running away from me, buses, Charlie, they're supposed to drop the refugees, migrants, illegal immigrants off. When they saw me standing there, the buses kept going in circles. I mean, that behavior shows they have something more to hide. It's a public tax. You run a 501c3. I looked at the Schedule B of International Rescue Committee, $415 million came from the federal government, Charlie, from the HHS. The federal government is subsidizing the nonprofit, and the guy who's the CEO, Charlie, makes over $1 million a year. So this is at least a money grab. My spidey sense tells me there's something far more sinister going on. When I spoke to Jesus Moreno, offered me the bribe, Thomas Robles, one of the kingpins of Phoenix left-wing politics, it just struck me as like a trafficking/cartel front. It was really dark. And I think there's Elon Musk responding there to our story, shocked that $415 million is coming from the U.S. government. More to come, Charlie, and stay tuned for part two.
So let's shift gears here, because James, I want to make sure you get credit for this. It's one of the most important Epstein clips out there. This is Amy Robach on Candid Camera. I'm going to play the tape and then you riff, James, context, how you got this. So important. Play cut 43.
I've had the story for 3 years. I've had this interview with Virginia Roberts. we would not put it on the air. First of all, I was told, who's Jeffrey Epstein? No one knows who that is. This is a stupid story. Then the palace found out that we had her whole allegations about Prince Andrew and threatened us a million different ways. We were so afraid we wouldn't be able to interview Kate and Will that that also quashed the story. And then Alan Dershowitz was also implicated in because of the plane. So she told me everything. She had pictures. She had everything. She was in hiding for 12 years. We convinced her to come out. We convinced her to talk to us. It was unbelievable what we had. Clinton. We had everything. I tried for 3 years to get it on to no avail. And now it's all coming out. And it's like these new revelations. And I freaking had all of it. I'm so pissed right now. Like every day I get more and more pissed because I'm just like, oh my God, what we had was unreal. Other women backing it up. Hey, yep. Brad Edwards, the attorney 3 years ago saying there will come a day where we will realize Jeffrey Epstein was the most prolific pedophile this country has ever known. I had it all 3 years ago.
James, what's going on here? Tell us the story.
A rare moment of candid honesty and transparency from the anchor there, Good Morning America, Amy Robach, the then anchor, that was recorded on a lav mic during a commercial break. And one of the individuals at ABC, owned by Disney, that's ironic because it's a children's company, but one of the people working for ABC had a recording of that recording and gave it to me. That's the deep throat inside ABC, so to speak. Still working at ABC, by the way. And that's Charlie, the whistleblower insider. That was 4 years ago, recording Amy Robach upset that the brass at ABC News spiked, canceled the story to protect their relationship with the Clintons and the British royal family because the president of ABC News was a close friend of Andrew, Prince Andrew. So that's the sort of journalism, that's the sort of video that shocks people. And even the left, Charlie, was like impressed by that. They said, is James O'Keefe doing good work now? So there's a lot of these issues that bring the left and the right together. And that was a remarkable moment. Exposing it all.
James, we're proud of you. Again, I want to encourage people to go to OKeefeMediaGroup.com. The bad guys try to take out James right after his Pfizer story. He's the comeback player of the year. He needs your help. You could become an insider. You guys can do a subscription plan, whatever. Help him out. OKeefeMediaGroup.com. He's posting wins. Truth, justice, impact. Well done, James. Keep fighting. We have your back.
Thank you, Charlie.
You bet.
Thank you.
Hey everyone, Charlie Kirk here. For 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And when I say only, trust me, they are the only one. Glenn and the team have been great supporters of this program, which is why I'm so proud to partner with them. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message that you support free speech, religious liberty, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, our military veterans, and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. So keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. Their team will help you find the best plan for your needs. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation when you use offer code Charlie. Join me and make the switch today. That is patriotmobile.com/Charlie. That is patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. Join me and make the switch today. That is patriotmobile.com/Charlie and free activation using offer code Charlie. Joining us now is the Attorney General of Texas, Ken Paxton. Ken, thank you so much for taking the time. I got to be honest, talking about the border story is one of the most frustrating and depressing stories. Talk about what your office is attempting to do to uphold the rule of law while the federal government is effectively subsidizing an invasion and treason of the United States.
So Charlie, literally for 3 years, we've been trying to protect our border. We finally passed legislation this last session in May that when it's going into effect, that protects our border, allows us to send people back that are crossing the border illegally. And we're doing this because we all know the federal government is not just not doing that. They're actually inviting the cartels to bring people to the border. They're not hiding. They're dropping them off. They're basically logistics officers, and they move them around the country. So we're trying to stop it. And the Biden administration says, no, we're not going to let you guys enforce the law, even though we're not. even though we're doing just the opposite. You can't protect your citizens. We're going to sue you. So that's where we're at right now. And we're going to defend that. I think reality is we should win. The Supreme Court should side with us, given what's happened in our state.
So, you know, this is a constitutional and ethical and a moral question, because here's what it feels like. It feels as if the federal government has found a glitch. Instead of just passing new laws, which they obviously can't do because we control the House, they just don't enforce it. They just passively not enforce the law. Is there any way that a state can make the federal government do its job? I mean, how much gaslighting from the Biden administration are we going to put up with?
Look, we've sued them. We've forced them to stop not deporting people. We've forced them to do certain things, but then they come back and they change it up a little, and we have to sue them again. So it's a constant battle of, okay, we win, then they just change it up. So if you've got an administration like the Biden administration that doesn't respect the rule of law, that doesn't respect the Constitution, it's pretty hard to actually get them to do the job. On the other hand, that should leave us free to enforce our laws. They aren't going to enforce any laws. Why is it that we're limited by federal preemption on a law that they don't enforce? It doesn't make any sense. And I hope that resonates with the Supreme Court, because otherwise we're left with all these really bad consequences to our state, including a lot of kids dying from fentanyl overdoses that we shouldn't have to suffer.
So you said it doesn't make any sense. What is your speculation? What is their motivation? I mean, it is 12 to 15,000 people a day.
Look, I mean, all you can say is this is what they want. Now, why they want it, whether it's just, you know, they want to change elections or whether they want to destabilize Republican states. But the reality is they're destabilizing every state, because these people are not just staying in Texas, not just staying in Arizona and California. They're going to New York. They're maybe not as many, but they're all feeling, all these cities are feeling the effects. So what the Biden administration is doing, I mean, it's hard to explain why they would want to harm the American people, but that's what they're doing.
They're doing it on a daily basis. And I guess the only question is for states to step up. So help me understand. So now the federal government is announcing they're suing Texas. Is that right? Because Texas wants to secure their own border. And so are we really at a place where a state can't prevent themselves from being invaded while the federal government is subsidizing the invasion?
That's what the Biden administration is arguing. You all are trying to protect yourselves from people coming across illegally, from drug trafficking, from human trafficking, from all kinds of, you know, terrorists coming across. But you're trying to protect yourself. You can't do that. You're not allowed to, because we have laws that say we're going to do it. Even though we're not doing it, you can't do it. This is how insane this whole argument is. But that is the Biden administration. That's the crux of what they're telling us and what they're going to tell the courts.
So I guess we're just left with, you know, very few options. And they're intentionally not enforcing the law. And I hope everyone understands that. Ken, can you just walk us through how bad is it actually right now in Eagle Pass, Texas?
So it's not, Charlie, it's not even that they're just not enforcing the law. They're like looking at the cartels and saying, bring your people, we'll process them. You don't even have to hide. We're not just not enforcing the law. We're actually like promoting this idea that the cartel should bring people to our country and bring drugs to the country. So it's even worse. And it's getting worse. I mean, I think last month was the worst month we've ever had of people crossing the border illegally and across the entire border, but also in Texas. So it's not like it wasn't bad when Biden started. It's gotten worse.
Yeah, and it is intentional and it's strategic. I mean, so talk to me about the sanctuary cities argument. So sanctuary cities are allegedly allowed to exist. So why can't Texas have the opposite and say, we're going to ignore the federal government's not going to do their job, so we'll do it? Why do they allow sanctuary cities, but we're not allowed to secure our own southern border?
Well, you make a pretty good argument. I agree with that. We're going to be making this argument eventually, I think, to the U.S. Supreme Court. We're dealing with this terrible case out of Arizona from the Obama era, where Arizona got sued, and Justice Roberts and Justice Kennedy told us that states are preempted from enforcing their own state laws as it relates to immigration. The results of that we have seen are catastrophic for the states. I'm hoping with a new court and with Roberts having the opportunity to revisit the consequences of that decision, that we will get a better decision that allows us to protect ourselves. The federal government won't do it and will actually invite the cartels to send people across the border.
I want to play a piece of tape here. It's cut 54. It's Eric Adams who calls this diabolical. I would agree. Play cut 54.
Have you been outsmarted by the Texas governor, Greg Abbott?
No, anyone who has a diabolical mind would do diabolical things to just treat people in an inhumane way. We handle over 164,000 migrants and asylum seekers, and we're doing it in a humane way. We're very clear that we're going to continue to adjust as the governor of Texas carry out these actions to make sure that we send a very clear, loud message. No bus company should be participating in this action. And we're going to communicate with our partners in this region and make sure that we tell them they should file the same level of executive order to stop this from taking place.
I want to be clear. I don't think what Greg Abbott is doing is diabolical. I thought Eric Adams was saying what's happening on the border is diabolical. Eric Adams is diabolical, for the record. So I just want to make sure that's clear. So I just want everyone to understand. So Texas puts up wire fencing and the federal government wants to cut these fences. I mean, Attorney General Paxton, at some point, why don't we just ignore the federal government? We need to protect ourselves, don't we?
Well, and that's exactly what our state legislature is doing. That's exactly why the governor signed this. We're like, okay, the federal government is going to cut our wire, come onto our property, cut our fences. They're going to open the border. They're not following any federal law. They're not following their constitutional duty. Then we have an obligation to our own citizens to protect them if our government is turning their backs on us and saying, not only are we not going to protect you, but we're actually going to get more of this to happen. We want this to happen. All of this bad stuff that's happening in your state, bring it. That's a problem, and that should not be allowed by any court.
It shouldn't. It's a very unique deal where your own government hates the citizens that they're tasked to represent. It is national daily suicide. No, this is by far the most maddening and frustrating topic, and I know you're fighting so hard, Attorney General Paxton, and I have respect for that, and we're cheering for you. It's just we're watching this chipping away of our beautiful country, and the Biden administration and Mayorkas, they're outright traitors to the country every single day, allowing it to happen. And we feel so helpless. And do you, I'm sure you feel that anger, don't you?
I tell you what, Charlie, it is the most angering thing that I've had to deal with, because I have too many friends in Texas that had young kids, whether they were in high school or college, who had died from fentanyl overdoses, never knowing they were taking fentanyl. These kids are great kids and they're dead. And I know too many people like that. So, yeah, I know there are all these other consequences, but it is very personal when you have friends that have lost children because the Biden administration has said, we're not going to stop this. That is, I don't know what to call that other than just pure evil.
It is. Comment on this. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, he wants to take Biden off the ballot in Texas if this is continuing to take Trump off in Colorado and Maine. Your reaction?
Look, I don't think that's the approach any of us should take. I think everybody that runs in their primary should be on the ballot. I don't think Trump should be off the ballot. I don't think Biden. I think that ought to be the people that decide this. I certainly understand that sentiment. It frustrated me. If Colorado and Maine can take a candidate, our candidate, Republican candidate, off the ballot, we are no longer in a republic. We're no longer in a democracy. It is bureaucrats deciding who's going to be president. That's wrong. But I don't think the answer is we all do it. That doesn't solve the problem.
Attorney General Paxton, keep fighting hard, and we have your back. Thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Great show. Bye.
So look, you have to game this out. Let's say that Governor Abbott decided to defy the federal government. Said, you know, look, the federal government's gone. Well, then I almost guarantee you Joe Biden would go arrest Greg Abbott. Almost guarantee it. Now, Greg Abbott, I don't think he's up for that. I don't think Greg Abbott is ready to go to federal prison. The federal government's playing no games right now. They are so happy. They're thrilled by what's happening on the southern border. 12 to 15,000 non-whites coming into the country every single day. Every day. By the way, Elon Musk has come out. Elon Musk has said this is terrible what's happening. Joe Biden is facilitating the illegal invasion of the country. Elon Musk. Joe Biden looks at this and every day he's happy. He's smiling. He says, yep, got another 15,000 in. Got another 15,000 in, got another 15,000 in, got another 15,000 in, got another 12,000 in, got another 10,000 in, got another 10,000 in every single day, everybody. And so my provocative question is, if it was 100,000 a day, would Texas do something? If it was 250,000 a day, would Texas do something? Should the number matter? Should the number matter? All right, I want to tell you about Herzog. Herzog Foundation is amazing. I want you guys to check it out right now. We've been talking about how our nation's public schools have been captured by progressive ideologues teaching things that directly contradict the values of millions of American families. For those of you worried about the best educational path for your kids and grandkids, I'm pleased to announce our new partnership with the folks at the Herzog Foundation. They are the trusted source of American K-12 private education with a remarkable suite of resources for parents and grandparents. From their online publication, The Lion, to the new podcast, Making the Leap, Herzog Foundation offers a wide range of advice and information for Christian parents. To learn more about how your family and faith and community can flourish through a quality Christian education, go to HerzogFoundation.com. That is HerzogFoundation.com. HerzogFoundation.com. H-E-R-Z-O-G. HerzogFoundation.com. It is a multi-front act of treason. The border is the best example. Mayorkas should be in federal prison the rest of his life for what he's allowed to have happen. Joe Biden is a traitor to the country. There's no spin. There's no BS. Mayorkas, let me ask a question. How would Mayorkas, as head of Department of Homeland Security, be any different than Xi Jinping as head of DHS? What would they be doing differently? I'm open for any ideas. How would they be handling the border any differently? If a swore enemy of the United States, Xi Jinping, or whatever, pick your person, Vladimir Putin, if they were head of Department of Homeland Security, what decisions on the border would they, how would that look any differently than what's happening right now? But I do want to emphasize another massive threat to this country, and we don't talk about it enough. It's a little wonky, used to be a big deal, but it's going to require sacrifice. Nobody likes this story. And by the way, you've paid into your Medicare, you've paid into your Social Security. I'm not talking about that. We're going to put that aside. I'm talking about the addiction to government spending. It's generational theft. $34 trillion. $34 trillion debt. And many of you are going to have kids and grandkids that will be indentured slaves. The federal government, including Speaker Johnson, who is a massive disappointment. Holy crow. Jack Posobiec was ahead of the curve. We were not far behind him. We went pretty hard on Speaker Johnson because I said, this guy's not cut out for it. He's been a huge disappointment. He had this little press conference yesterday. Weak, vanilla, timid. Oh, we're doing this laddered CR. You know, just save the nonsense, man. Enough. What are you doing to secure the border? You should have shut the government down, worked through Christmas, all this stuff. It's just such a waste of time. But what about spending? We're at a point where we are borrowing deficit. Deficit and debts are two different things. Debt is the cumulative amount of money that we've borrowed in our country's history. Deficit is the annual burn. $2 trillion a year. No recession, no war, no COVID. The new normal is to borrow $2 trillion a year. So the federal government is broadcasting, and this is what I'm trying to tell people. Again, I'm not here to sell you gold, I'm whatever. If you want to go to noblegoldinvestments.com, they're the best. But it's this is why people say, Charlie, do you think real estate is going to go up? I say, in the next 5 to 10 years in hot markets, it has nowhere to go but up. Because they are broadcasting to you in real time. They have zero appetite to cut spending. There is not appetite in Republicans. They want the war machine. They want the FBI. They want the CIA. Democrats want all these social welfare programs. Despite the fraud and the abuse, you know, there's still COVID relief programs that they can't get consensus to cut back. There is still COVID relief programs that are on the books, costing us anywhere between tens of billions to hundreds of billions of dollars. Some estimates say that there was over $1 trillion of fraud during COVID. Just fraud. So you can, when you are running major deficits and you have inflation and you have big debt, you could do three things. You can cut spending. They're not going to do that. You could raise taxes. I certainly hope they don't do that, but they're probably not. Or you can inflate your way out of it. This is the sickest path forward, but it's the only option. And I'm going to make a prediction. By the way, all the inflation numbers are lies. They're absolute lies. The economic data is a pile of trash. Don't listen to them. The real inflation rate is between 12 to 15%, minimum. 12 to 15%, it's upwards of 20 to 25% here in Phoenix. It's 20 to 25% easily in Phoenix. Look at rent. Look at food. Stop looking at the CPI. They are lying to you. The same way the government lied about the vaccine, the government's lying about the border, the government lies about the Ukraine war, the government is lying about inflation. It is far worse than any of the numbers are reflecting. Why is the stock market going up? Cheap money. Why are real estate asset prices going up for high-income earners? Cheap money. And it's not going to change. Janet Yellen and this cartel of thugs running the Treasury Department and Jerome Powell, they're telling you without telling you, the new normal will be structural 15 to 20% inflation minimum for the rest of your life. That means that if you're not getting a 15 to 20% raise, if you're not earning 15 to 20% on your money, that you're getting poorer every single year. They're destroying the dollar. And it's all a byproduct of our inability to make sane and rational and responsible fiscal choices. A lot more on this topic. We're kind of running out of time here, but you're going to enter a new normal of 15 to 20% inflation, maybe even more, for the rest of your life. That's what they're telling you without saying it. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.